Good morning, the Exotic Set. This is Emily.
Oh, hello. You're at Redcliffe, are you?
Pardon?
You're at Redcliffe, the vet?
Exotics vet, yes, at Redcliffe.
Yeah, at Redcliffe, is it? I'm having my little cockatiel's having a problem. I'm just wondering, is it possible to... holistically at all?
No. And I am fully booked today, so I won't be able to get you seen today. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you do tomorrow at all?
Let me have a look. I have one appointment left at 11:20 tomorrow.
11:20. If I told you, is it possible to tell you something? You're the vet.
One of the nurses, but what's going on?
She's actually, it's really bad now, I think, whether it's anxiety or whether it's mites.
Mm-hmm.
I have quite a few natural things, but they're not working. And she's really picking now at the back of her. She's actually drawn blood now at the back of her feathers, right down the tail end, above the tail.
Yeah.
And at her back. And just really concerned.
Yeah, okay. If she is bleeding quite a bit, I would be trying to see if you could get her in to another vet today. We are at capacity today, and I've had a couple of emergencies already, so I can't get you in today. But mm-hmm. it's just because they can't afford to lose a lot of blood, so it just depends on how much she's picked and how much she's bleeding.
It's not profusely, but it okay. is the, yeah.
yeah.
But she keeps picking at that back part.
Yeah.
And drawing it more, but it's not like it's, continual bleeding, but it's, it's the blood.
Well, the more she picks at it, the more irritated it is, the more it's going to bleed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in your experience, do you think that would be mites or anxiety? Or
Without looking at her, it's hard to tell sometimes because they do have a gland at the back there. Sometimes if there's some irritation from that gland, that could be why they're picking that area as well.
Because we have another one here. The other one's older than her, and she doesn't have anything.
And if they live together and you haven't noticed anything in the other one, I'd say the chances of mites are a lot less likely.
And that could be a gland, you said?
Potentially. Like I said, without examining her just over the phone, I can't.
What do you treat that with?
But like I said, because I'm not seeing her, I can't say that it is that, so I can't advise what we would do because I don't know if that is what it is.
If it was, what do you treat that with?
We clean it, and then depending on what is irritating the gland, medications will be sort of dispensed and a treatment plan will be discussed with the veterinarian with you as to how you want to manage that.
Yeah. And how much is the visit?
The consultation's $170.
Mhm. And then the other product on top of that.
Yeah, and it just depends on what the product is as to what the cost will be.
Yeah, okay. At this stage, could we have the 11:21 tomorrow?
Yes, of course. And we haven't seen any of your pets before?
No.
No, all right. I'll just grab your details to make a file. What was your first name?
Lynette, LYNETTE.
And your surname?
Harvey, HARVEY.
And do you have an email address?
It's sulyn@hotmail.com. That's SULYN@hotmail.com.
And what's your best contact number, Lynn?
0456-930-983. And I didn't see where your address was. Where exactly?
We're 22 Ashmole Road. So we're on the corner of Ashmole and Anzac.
Ashmole, yeah.
And what is your home address?
Unit 1, 17 Allworth Street, Northgate. That's A-L-L-W-O-R-T-H.
Yep. Street in Northgate. Wonderful. And what's your cockatiel's name?
Oh, Tupac. T-U-P-A-C.
And for a female?
Girl, she's laid eggs. Yeah.
Alrighty. And what colour is she?
White.
Is she
actually flew from here, Northgate. She's six, and she when she was one, she flew from Northgate to Clontarf, would you believe?
Far out. That's quite the distance.
Yeah, she was picked up by somebody and they took her to the Kalanga pet shop.
Oh, very lucky.
They didn't think that she'd make it, they said, when she arrived, but she's sure that she knows that she'd be no, it's just been away a couple of days, and I've just noticed, my daughter's hadn't noticed, but because she sits in the cage.
I'll email you a questionnaire, Lynn, if you can fill that one out to the best of your ability, just in regards to husbandry and diet, all questions that will be asked when you get here. So it just helps us before your consultation. Then we'll get Tupac looked at tomorrow at 11:20.
11:20, okay then. Your name?
Emily.
Emily. Okay, Emily. Yeah, thanks very much for your
No worries.
There.
That's all good. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
That's okay.